Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry in for Lori Walsh. If you love history and you love being scared, you're a lot like 605 magazine publisher Alana Snyder, from haunted houses old and new to walking ghost and cemetery tours. The October issue of 605 magazine mixes history and creepy into a super fun read from cover to cover. With more, we welcome 605 publisher Alana Snyder and John Snyder, director of sales and marketing for 605 magazine. Everybody, welcome back to In the Moment.
Hi.
Okay. I don't even know where I want to start because I was very excited about, I'm enough of a history nerd that I enjoy a good walking tour, and adding a little spookiness to it just makes it even more fun. So to start off, tell us a little bit about some of the haunted history walking tours that we talk about in this month's issue.
Yeah, that is Kim, I believe they say Keen is her last name, and she has been with the Deadwood Historical Society and has been part of tours in the past, but then she wanted to create a new tour. It's called the Haunted History Walking Ghost Tour, and she took everything she loved best about walking tours and now takes you down through Deadwood's Main Street, and you meet outside of Saloon Number 10 at like 5:45 on weekdays during the non-tourism season. During tourism season, she does it like three times a day.
Wow.
And uses actual newspaper clippings to tell you about haunted histories in Deadwood, which is full of ghosts. I've been part of one scary experience at Bullock Hotel, and it's scary.
I mean, if ghosts were real, sure.
All right. Debate. Break out right now. No,
I know, right?
Maybe don't.
Ghosts. What are they? Tell me.
Are they real?
You do see weird stuff out there.
Yeah.
Deadwood's got its enough history to really throw some, you know, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And it's terrifying.
Yes. And so we also have some walking tours right here in Sioux Falls. What can you tell us about our little haunting things? If you're in for a little spookiness and you can't get out west where you know that all that stuff is going on, what do we have right here locally?
So this is called the Voices of the Past. It's at Woodlawn Cemetery. And you can, this is not as spooky, I would say, per se. Mm-hmm. It's more, it's mixing history and ghosts, but you actually walk through the cemetery by lantern and you walk upon scenes of historical moments from like ghosts coming to life, essentially with actors and actresses, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cheating though, being in a graveyard with a lantern that's automatically scary. So you don't really have to work too hard past that.
Yeah.
It's got a built-in ambiance sort of to set you on edge
a little bit. But I mean, it's really cool too, where they encourage you, obviously dress warm just in case, but they do encourage you to bring a chair if you do want to sit down and enjoy the each scene too. So I've never been able to do it, and here's the deal, is you should get on. It's the Siouxland Heritage Museum does it. And you need to get on their website like ASAP, because that tour, and then they do a haunted bus tour around Sioux Falls, they both sell out like right away.
Immediately. And they said they get angry, like phone calls being like, "What? I make more spaces."
Oh, yeah, you know. They honestly almost don't like getting featured for it, because they're already sold out by the time the article comes out, and then people get mad.
Sorry. Uh-oh.
But it's really cool.
Sorry, you're good at your job. Oops.
Sorry, you make an amazing
deepest
ghost tour.
Apology.
Oh my gosh. But it does get pretty spooky. It's like there's like a couple murders and things that they talk about.
Not actually on the tour. Mm-hmm. They talk about the murders.
Right. Yeah, no murders happen. Or do they?
Dun,
no, they
dun,
don't.
Dun. Also featured in this issue, we have the Austin Whitmore House in Vermilion. It's an accurate representation of small towns in the 1880s. Not all the time a spooky situation, but sometimes they like to play it up around this time of year.
I'd like to point out one semi-spooky thing about the house. And
yes.
It's a really, really cool like 1880s. They've kept everything. You really feel like you're stepping into the period. And you go upstairs and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. In one of the bedrooms, you look, there's like a wreath behind glass. And you're like, oh, that's kind of nice. And you read the little caption below. It says, made of human hair.
Oh,
yep.
No. I was not prepared for that. Sorry. Yeah. That was a genuine reaction just then on live radio.
I was like, I'm really close to this.
Oh.
And it's like decorative. It looks like lace. Like someone has taken a lot of time and woven this thing into, different strokes for different folks. But it's one of those things that took me a second to kind of realize what I was looking at. And I was like, I'm really Okay.
That is a certain level of alarming. I will give you that. Yeah.
But let's not, I mean, we don't have to focus on that. They have like, the whole property is beautiful. It is just off of Main Street and Vermilion. And Wes was her name, and she was the executive director, I think. And she was so nice to take us around and show us the property. Just there's a recreation of like a one room, like a log cabin outside on the corner of the property. It's just really nice. It's been well done. And those pieces being kept up in different towns are just super important to see and give color to like what, you know, what that city's history's been.
Yeah, I went to USD and I didn't really know that I was even there. And I guess Arthur Whitmore was the first football coach at USD, and he lived there at one point. And there's been a bunch of different families who have come in and out of there. And I don't know who's in charge of the hair art, but
I can't think about that for too long.
You don't want one of those for the holidays.
No, thanks. Okay. No, thank
all
you.
All right, we'll skip that.
Cancel the order.
Cancel the order. Oh, my goodness. That just totally lost my train of thought. But when we're thinking about history and kind of the spooky season, these two things tie together. You're not seeing a lot of like ghosts with iPods out and about. I think some comedian has a bit about that. All these ghosts are from hundreds of years ago.
Right.
What's fun for you about putting together these kind of history spooky issues around this time of year? What are some of the new things that maybe you learn about when you're piecing these things together and looking for the best piece to fill in that theme?
I mean, there's an intuitive that's based out of 8th and Railroad Center that we got some readings with. Is it Alexander?
Yeah. I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Creek?
Yeah,
is it K-R-I-E-C-H?
Hear what you say it, and then I'll talk over it.
Very nice guy. And he does a bunch of different stuff where he works with numerology, where he can like tell you about your aura and your future with your birth date, which I wasn't aware of. And then he does Reiki too, where you actually don't touch the person the whole time, but you like pass your energy on. And
it sounds like a lawsuit, but it's legit.
Right. And then he also does, he can, he's a medium, so he can help you reach someone from beyond.
Mm.
And he's a younger guy too. So it was kind of fun to see, like, he's sort of getting into the, I mean, he's been doing this for a while, but he just has a different energy. It's pretty cool.
But what I also love, so going back to the walking tour though, the things you learn about, like the history, and then you find out about all these things that you would only imagine being in like a movie or TV show with like all these real like murders and mysteries. And, you know, I love this kind of stuff because I believe in it a little bit, mm-hmm. you know,
yep.
And it's hard to not believe it when you mix in history,
mm-hmm.
you know, did it happen? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I like how in the story with the Deadwood walking tours, there's a line about how the tour leader talks about these murders that had to do with unrequited love. And there's this sentence where, coincidentally, all of these stories involve murdered women. And I was like, yes, very coincidental. Like,
yeah, right.
Thank you, history.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. And there was one, too, that I forget exactly how it goes, but there was one in the Woodland Cemetery that... it was someone was like murdered, and then like the stepdaughter did it and hid it from everyone. And then like later on was like, I was the one who murdered them.
Oh, there was a reveal?
Yeah, there was like, yeah.
That is a good reveal.
Yes.
Good reveal.
Tune in to your 605 magazine. I believe that was the first man executed in the state of South Dakota, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And he didn't even do it.
Didn't do it. She watched it happen.
Jeez, we started off great, didn't we?
Woof.
It got dirty.
Yikes. But there you go. Like you said, if any place is going to be haunted, it's going to be around here where things like that are afoot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it doesn't involve history, but something new is Terror 29 in Sioux Falls.
Mm.
And that is by illusionist Z. Stonish. And so he obviously is very visual and everything. And it's a brand new haunted house that it looks terrifying. And thus Terror 29. But I mean, they also make it kind of kid friendly. Like there's a kid friendly night where it's more like comedy and stuff mixed in with it. And then not kid friendly, they have the last night is the lights out tour where all you do is have a flashlight and then you walk through if you dare. I dare not.
I do not. Yeah. Isn't that funny how it seems like you're either a ghost tour person or a haunted house person or a stay at home safe in front of the TV person. Or you're one of the three.
In Worthing, South Dakota, they have the haunted farm where yeah. if there's a haunted house that's terrifying called the Loft of Lunatics, but you could actually stay out of the barn and there's a snack shack and like a llamas, baby animals.
Yeah.
A fainting goat.
Yeah, a fainting goat.
Catch me at the snack shack then, you know. Right? You guys can have your jump scares. I'm not about it.
Yeah, while y'all faint, I'll be watching the fainting goat and petting all the kittens.
And even Mike and Ike's and just
there's a hayride.
Oh, yeah. That place is really cool, though.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So that's a little more friendly for the people who don't like to be scared.
All right. We've covered walking tours. We've covered haunted houses. We've covered...
Haunted farms.
We've covered...
Murders.
Cemetery walks. What else is there that we've missed in this latest issue of the magazine that we really want to make sure we highlight for this October yeah. spooky issue?
I mean, that's all of the big spooky stuff. There's
we did review Agua Fresh in downtown Sioux Falls, which is new, and we did a Come Visit Beersford, so we got to go hang out there and check out, you know, what's going on in a neighboring community that's kind of growing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a fall menu trend, so yeah. there's a lot of good fall foods and drinks that you should try around South Dakota.
Nice. Give us one takeaway from our Come Visit Beersford look. What should we do in Beersford?
So here's my deal. It's actually, what is it, Addie Lane? They have really impressive, beautiful boutique, clothing boutique in Beersford that I was not aware of, and now I want to go shopping there, but it's gorgeous. It's one of the prettiest boutiques I think the whole staff has ever seen. So be in Beersford. Check it out.
There you go. All right. Pumpkin spice latte or apple cider? That's our poll for the 605 segment this time around.
I'm apple cider.
Yeah, all day.
Apple cider all day. Okay, I'm the lone PSL toter in here, but that's fine. It's probably more ghost tour friendly anyway. Keep me awake. Our guests have been John and Alana Snyder, publisher and director of sales for 605 Magazine, talking about the spooky issue, the October issue of 605 Magazine. You can find it on newsstands out and about right now. So, John and Alana, thank you for being here and telling us more about this issue.
Ooh.
Thanks for having us. Watch out for Hair Art.
We'll be back.